year, when we invited you to call us about the menopause, more than 3,000 of you phoned the Radio 4 helpline to get more information about one treatment in particular, natural progesterone cream. The cream comes from wild yam, and although it's produced in a laboratory, it mirrors the progesterone we produce in our bodies. Jackie was one of the people intrigued by the programme. At the time, she was suffering from heavy prolonged periods, depression and fatigue. She was reluctant to try HRT. Instead, she opted for the hormone cream, with remarkable results.
Within the first month, it made a lot of difference to me. The periods became very regular, very short, very easy. The tiredness disappeared. The flushes disappeared and died down. And the apathy disappeared. There was lots of laughter in the house again. It just lets you be the woman you were.
Having first heard about natural progesterone on Woman's Hour, Jackie found it difficult to obtain.
Nobody at the spoke to had heard of the natural form of progesterone. So many people talked about HRT, estrogen. That was the thing that they really did agree with. Apart from people that listened to Woman's Hour as such, nobody else had come across it. It was almost unheard of in England.
Jackie was only able to get hold of the cream by mail order from America. Heather felt luckier. She found out about progesterone in 1995 and managed to obtain an NHS prescription from her GP.
At that time, my fibroids were estimated to be the equivalent of a 5 month pregnancy in size, and I had been put down for a hysterectomy, which I was very anxious not to have. So the next time I went for my checkup, which was a few months later at the hospital, they found to their surprise that they had shrunk so much that they decided to cancel the hysterectomy. I feel it must have been the natural progesterone.
I started prescribing it when a patient of mine came to me having been prescribed natural progesterone in America and found that it had worked incredibly well for her symptoms and wanted to carry on using it. She was a sensible, intelligent woman, so I accepted what she said. But, you know, then when I read it and looked into it, it made sense. At the menopause, the estrogen only drops about 40%, and most women are reasonably happy with that level. But what does happen is that when we stop ovulating, the ovaries cannot make any progesterone, so the progesterone drops to a very low level.
Dr. Shirley Bond, a Harley Street GP who now regularly prescribes the natural hormone. Its best-known proponent, though, is an American, Dr. John Lee. He believes we're consuming too much estrogen in our polluted Western diet. Far from suffering an estrogen deficiency, he argues that we're suffering from estrogen dominance.
What is happening in people and women in industrialized countries is that the estrogen is higher than in more rural, more agrarian, third world countries, whereas the progesterone tends to disappear 10 or 15 years before menopause. So for these years prior to menopause, they are under what I call estrogen dominance. The estrogen hormone, even though it may be gradually declining, is still out of balance because the progesterone has dropped close to zero.
When they were looking in the 50s for something to help menopausal women, they automatically went to estrogen. They then found that estrogen on its own led to cancer of the uterus. So the drug companies had to produce something to produce a bleed every month to prevent this cancerous change.
There was American research into natural progesterone in the 1940s, but since then the financial interests of drug companies have influenced the direction of research.
They chose not to use natural progesterone because, being a natural product, they couldn't patent it. So they would have done all the research and had no recompense for it. So they took natural progesterone, slightly altered the molecule so that it produced the bleed desired, but in so doing, altered the structure of it so that the other advantages of natural progesterone were lost. And from then on, it's gone on with the HRT, the contraceptive pill. You know, the bandwagon has gone on. We haven't stopped to think.
Some women have now rejected HRT because they experienced unpleasant side effects. But those interested in the natural progesterone cream have had difficulty getting advice. This prompted journalist Anna Rushton to set up the Natural Progesterone Information Line. It has no funding, but there are now over 8,000 women on its database.
what has riveted me has been women's willingness to find the information they want for themselves and take it to their doctors. Not just sit there and be told what they need to take, but actively going in and saying, I've heard about this. I don't want to take HRT. What can you tell me about it? It may work for you, it may not. But what I do know is from a vast majority of women who write to me, they have found help with it and they're happy with it.
By far the most amazing claims for the cream are made for its effects on bones. 3 million women in Britain have osteoporosis, some of whom successfully take HRT to halt the degeneration. Jennifer had been on estrogen for 12 years following a hysterectomy. She says it made her feel bloated and her bones ache. She gave it up and later started using natural progesterone. 2 years ago, she had a bone scan and a year later, another one.
During the time that the doctor was actually giving me the scan, he did say to me, what are you doing this year that you hadn't done the year before? And I just said, well, nothing. Why? And he said, well, it just doesn't seem to have got any worse. In fact, it's just got slightly better.
And he couldn't understand why?
No. You know, I just came out of there and thought, my God, it must be progesterone.
Joan Murphy is in her 60s. She started using the cream 3 years ago.
I was in a great deal of pain. I was unable to turn onto my side and sleep. When I used to sit down, if I slightly parted my knees in order to be able to move to get up, I used to feel that the neck of the femur was actually going to break. It was really quite terrifying.
But Joan can now compare the results of a recent bone density scan with one she had 3 years ago.
The density of my bones was quite appalling. You'll see here that the very dark areas on my bone are where they were actually wearing away. As you can see, there's a vast improvement. It's almost white, my hip. It's just a vast improvement. It's thickened up. The bone has definitely thickened up. Yes, it's recovering. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Whereas HRT can only prevent further bone loss, advocates of natural progesterone claim that it actually increases bone density.
The progesterone is the hormone which is responsible for building up new bone. And if you give natural progesterone, you will build up new bone and the bone density will increase.
So if anyone was interested in natural progesterone, you'd expect it to be the National Osteoporosis Society. But its director, Linda Edwards, is cautious.
We certainly want to know more about it, but we have some reservations because there have been no, to date, good placebo-controlled trials on natural progesterone on bone to show that it actually works, that it actually can stop osteoporosis getting any worse and put some bone back, as I believe has been claimed.
Several members of the society contacted the Natural Progesterone Information Line, expressing concern at what they saw as a lack of interest in alternatives to HRT. But Dr. Shirley Bond points out that grassroots members are forcing a change of heart.
The local offices seem to be much more interested than the head office. The women on the ground, as you might say, who are often menopausal themselves, members of their local group, are very interested in looking at natural progesterone and hearing about it.
The society strongly promotes estrogen therapy and receives nearly 10% of its funding from HRT companies. Doesn't this compromise its independence?
We don't get gifts from pharmaceutical companies, and we are certainly not indebted to the pharmaceutical companies. We are a totally independent organisation and speak totally independently.
With 10% of funding from HRT drug companies?
Less than 10%, yes.
Can you really be open-minded? You've still got less than 10%.
Absolutely, because we could live without it.
In fact, the society is shortly to fund a 2-year trial in Southampton into natural progesterone cream. But are critics right when they say that there have been no clinical trials into natural progesterone?
No, they're not. Excuse me. There's a pile of research papers. Now, agreed that very few of these have been done in the UK. Most of them are American, some are Australian, and some are continental. But I don't see that that makes them any less valid.
There are many natural medicines that have had no clinical trials. There are many natural therapies that have no clinical trials. And I'd also say there are a vast number of drugs on the market being used continually that have had lots and lots of trials that then have to be withdrawn because of disastrous side effects and, in some cases, deaths.
Dr. John Lee says he's spent 20 years studying patients using the cream. He's measured increases in bone density of between 15 and 30%. He sees this observational study as just as valid as a clinical trial.
I would say that 80 to 90% of the progress in medicine has come from doctors observing things they see in their patients and not the experiments that they are calling the controlled studies. We use penicillin for well over a generation without really knowing how it worked. We've used aspirin for hundreds of years without knowing how it worked, and that didn't change the effectiveness of it.
Nonetheless, there can probably never be too much research. Hopefully, many questions will be answered by a study of 200 women over 2 years at the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital in London. Behind the clinical trial is consultant gynaecologist John Studd. Though he describes himself as an HRT zealot, he's been impressed by women's stories about the cream.
There are massive anecdotal stories from women whose lives have allegedly been transformed by progesterone. And it certainly is worth looking at.
You're such an enthusiast for HRT and estrogen. People may well wonder, well, can you really be open-minded in your approach to natural progesterone?
I'm open-minded because I'm so excited by it. So this is a big study, and it's an expensive study.
At this stage, the sponsors of the trial wish to remain anonymous, but John Studd states that it isn't funded by HRT companies. Meanwhile, women are still having problems obtaining the cream. Although Heather believes it helped her avoid a hysterectomy, her GP no longer prescribes it on the NHS.
She said that she'd had a newsletter which had been sent to all GPs in my county saying that because of insufficient research, they were not willing to fund the natural progesterone any longer. So at that stage I felt extremely disheartened until I was told that I could perhaps go back and ask for it privately, which I accordingly did, although I really can't afford to.
Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly Health Authority confirmed that they've advised doctors and pharmacists that the cream has not been subjected to clinical trials. Ilsa is another enthusiast for natural progesterone cream who keeps in touch with other users. She's frustrated by the attitude of the medical profession.
Doctors tend to be very dismissive about it. Sometimes that's because they find out that there haven't been any clinical trials in this country, but other times it's dismissed out of ignorance without actually knowing anything about it.
Because of the difficulty of getting natural progesterone, many patients are having to resort to obtaining it from abroad and are using it on their own. That, I think, could be a problem because it is a hormone and not all women need it. But even so, having said that, there's nothing to suggest that, you know, taking a bit extra will do you any harm.
I do feel really, really well. I've got my life together again, and I go exercising, I'm dancing, I'm doing all the things that I actually was so afraid that I was losing.